Deep Green Resistance was in Kodiak to talk about environmental issues and the state of the planet. But the conversation took a turn when protesters showed up with homemade signs.
No turfs on our turf, and transphobia is not feminism, is my other sign. And this one says, trans women are women.
TERFs is an acronym for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminists, a term applied to people and groups like Deep Green Resistance. The leader of the protest was a trans man who we're going to call Jay. He asked to remain anonymous to protect his privacy. When he heard Deep Green Resistance was going to be in town, Jay did some research. He thought some of the group's beliefs were transphobic, and he worried those views wouldn't be explained.
They came here with the impression that they were going to talk about environmental issues, which is a major concern of people who live in Kodiak. So I figured that that would probably be a really easy to just kind of slide transphobia into the otherwise progressive part of this community. And that was frightening to me because that's where I find solace and safety.
So he and a few others protested. They stood quietly holding their signs throughout the meeting. Lear Keith is one of the founders of Deep Green Resistance. She participated in the talk by video chat. She says the group's stance on the transgender community is pretty clear.
We refuse to believe that you can actually change your sex. I don't care what anyone wears.
This point of view is held by some who consider themselves radical feminists, like Deep Green Resistance does. Since the group went public with its stance on gender a few years ago, it's faced a lot of backlash. Keith says the group's received threats of sexual and physical violence, and that some members have even been assaulted as a result. This reaction doesn't make sense to Keith. She doesn't think it's that provocative to believe that you can't choose if you're male or female.
I don't know how you can be against basic biology. It just is. It's not good or bad, it just is. There's nothing wrong with having this body or that body.
My body did not fit who I was, who I am.
Samuel Ohana is a trans man who helps lead a support group for trans adults in Anchorage. Ohana wasn't at the protest. But he explains that being assigned the wrong gender identity is like going through life wearing your shoes on the wrong feet. It's uncomfortable, and you don't know why. But when you finally figure it out, and you put your shoes on the right feet, everything makes sense and feels better. Ohana says settling into being a man was one of the happiest times in his life.
I finally felt right, like right in how I was being seen, right in how I saw and understood myself.
He says being trans isn't about dressing up or hating your body.
It's being who you are. It's learning and knowing you and expressing that, regardless of what everybody else expects.
Trans people often have their existence questioned, says Ohana, similarly to what happened at the end of the presentation in Kodiak. Lear Keith explained the group's stance on gender and trans individuals, which surprised the audience, especially when she compared transitioning to body mutilation, which didn't go over well. That response? That's exactly what Jay wanted. He hoped the group's values would be rejected because he's seen and heard plenty to remind him that trans individuals are not always accepted for who they are. Jay's not trying to harm anyone by being trans. He's just trying to live his life.
I go to college and I use the men's room and I go to bed and nobody gets hurt. Trans people aren't crazy. We're just people.
In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.